is a Disaster, a podcast about disasters and the music they make us listen to. I'm Peter, and I'm here in the studio, still awesome to say that, with my co-host, Lee.
Hey, I'm Lee. I'm here in the studio with my co-host, Peter.
Oh, it is awesome.
Oh, so good.
Oh, listen to that conversation flow naturally.
Right? And right now, like, I'm not waiting for the, like, 2 seconds to respond, get feedback.
Yeah.
Our buddy Andy, you guys know Andy. He was just in the studio, stopped by to get some gear.
It's like old times.
It's like the pandemic never happened.
I know.
Except we look completely different and everything has changed.
Everything has just lost its shine somehow.
Well,
but we'll get it back.
We'll get it. Things are getting shinier.
They're getting shinier.
So you're joining us for an episode of our podcast.
You sure are. Thanks for sticking with us for this quality entertainment.
Still getting the dust off. Oh my God. Anyway, you guys know the deal. So this season, Lee's going to be the one taking the lead on most of the episodes, just like today.
That's right.
Before we get into it, if you're new here, welcome. Happy to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, if you're not in the know, then we're doing this in seasons now, and we've pre-recorded all of these, and we're releasing them kind of like an album. Still week to week, but we've recorded a set of episodes, and we've got them all in the can, and now they're being released to
getting
you.
In bulk.
We're doing more of like the AMC approach, not the Netflix approach. We're not dumping them all at once.
Yeah, we're not going to charge you double. Crack down on who you share it with. Stuff
like they just released the new season of Ozark.
Yeah, I screwed up.
Did you?
Because I didn't realize that.
Okay,
so I'd watched the first half of this last season.
Yep.
And my wife was like, "Oh, you see Ozark?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm all caught up." And then she dropped a big spoiler.
Oh, you're not caught up.
Oh, I didn't see that. She's like, "You fucked up."
yeah. But the problem is, I'm definitely in the camp now that week to week is the way to go. I prefer it. I don't want everything at once because it loses meaning. There's no anticipation. Like right now, also watching Better Call Saul, and I cannot fucking wait for every Monday.
Exactly.
Whereas if it all came out at once, I feel like that's a better approach because otherwise it just feels like now I remember it more. I think I spent a week thinking about it.
Yeah, you can see it.
Whereas if it was all at once, it would just be like, Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Just all at once.
And one more. Okay, yeah, one more.
Yeah, seasons.
Seasons.
We're releasing it as a season. If you wanna be in the know, I recommend you go back and start at the beginning and listen to all our episodes.
Because
then you'll get some of the references. I realized
references.
I don't have a computer in front of me, so I won't be pulling up episode numbers.
No.
But, you know, some might be in there.
There are some in your brain, I think.
And at least I'll remember what we talked about. So a lot of times we'll talk about previous episodes. You won't miss inside jokes, but it's good to be in the know for the This Is a Disaster Expanded Universe.
Right.
If you want to keep up with us on social media, at This Disaster Pod, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And now I'm going to shut up and let Lee take it away. So Lee, why don't you take it away?
I'll take it away. Please shut up.
No. I'm going to shut up.
Don't shut up.
I'm shutting up.
I need you to comment on this stuff. So.
I can comment.
Welcome everyone. Hi.
Great intro. Not that kind of comment? Okay.
Oh. Okay. Let's get back to shutting up.
All right.
Okay. Peter.
Yes.
As you know.
Mm.
And our listeners can attest to this as well. Mm-hmm. We've had our fair share of episodes dedicated to music festivals gone awry.
Oh boy, have we.
Have we.
I think like it was very early on we talked about the Altamont.
Very early on, episode 4.5.
Hey, check out the Brains On episode.
Yeah, I got you covered.
If you want to hear all about bicycle chains and pool cues.
Not so much peace and love.
No.
More bicycle chains and pool cues, thanks to the Hells Angels. That's our Altamont episode. We talked about, well, you told us all about Woodstock 99, mm-hmm. episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about incidents that took place at a Cincinnati Who concert,
mm-hmm.
a Hillsborough soccer match,
mm-hmm.
the 2000 Roskilde Fest,
mm-hmm.
and an ill-fated promotion at a Cleveland Indians game.
Right.
10-cent beer night.
Yep. Oh, God.
That can all be found in episode 29.5.
Hey.
We did the Station Nightclub Fire
mm-hmm.
in episode 40.5. And we even discussed a music festival that never happened at all. That being Woodstock 50.
Oh, yeah.
And that was being episode 50. No, it wasn't. It was 33.5. That would be cool if it was, though.
Oh, my God. All those episode references brings a tear to my eye. I'm so proud.
You've taught me well. Exactly. I was like, wait, I know what I got to do here. And every time we cover one of these debacles, I always think to myself that that'll be the last one.
It's
if there's any more out there, we've heard about them.
Uh-huh.
Right. But mm-hmm. the fact is yeah. that once the original big music festivals, Woodstock, Monterey yep. Pop, proved that they could be a rousing success. Well, people really kind of latched onto the whole, hey, if they can do it, why can't we?
Why not? What could be so hard?
Exactly.
Everyone's got a farm that they want to fill with hippies.
Everyone's got a farm, some land.
What do you need? You need like some speakers?
Speakers.
I got a ghetto blaster.
As a result, I think, especially in the 70s, there's a pretty good stockpile of events that started off sounding like a few days of musical paradise, mm-hmm. only to go pear-shaped pretty quickly.
Instead of paradise, you got
parachute
out of there. You got a parachute out of there. We can edit around that, right?
Good one. No, that stays.
Oh, God.
For all.
Good.
To see what you're really like.
Oh, boy.
But they didn't all end in dismay. In fact, many went relatively smoothly. One such event being the Freedom Festival and Ice Cream Social, which took place in Evansville, Indiana during the summer of 1972.
Huh. That sounds pleasant.
That's fun, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. This being the brainchild of two individuals, namely Tom Duncan and Bob Alexander.
Pick of last name. Jesus.
It was a one-day concert that featured such acts as Ike and Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah.
Country Joe McDonald.
As opposed to Metal Joe McDonald.
Industrial, dark wave Joe McDonald. Of that guy. Uh-huh. Howlin' Wolf, John Lee Hooker, Quicksilver Messenger Service, and more. By most accounts, mm-hmm. the concert was a massive success, with everyone having a great time and little to no incidents.
Was there ice cream?
They don't really mention the ice cream.
It's in the name.
I know. I'll get to that.
Okay.
I'll get to that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Right. This was all Tom and Bob needed to go full steam ahead with their next promotional venture, and it's the reason we're all here today.
I feel like sometimes you need to go like a quarter steam ahead.
No, 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 no. All gas, no brakes.
Oh, God.
Escalate to a 10. Right to a 10.
Good. I mean, you're describing how I live most of...
Exactly.
How I live my life, how I approach most of my endeavors.
It's all gas or go home.
Well, I guess so.
Don't okay. get out of bed.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And in this case, it proved to be the Erie Canal Soda Pop Festival, a.k.a. the Bull Island Music Festival.
Okay.
Now, I had never heard of this event before in my life up until last year.
Okay.
And while it doesn't have an infamous reputation like, say, Altamont, mm-hmm. which we discussed, mm-hmm. Nobody was murdered while the Rolling Stones rocked out on stage.
You should really listen to that episode.
You should. It's something else. It is nonetheless worth our time here on This Is a Disaster.
Never doubted it.
Never doubted it.
I cannot wait about this river filled with soda. Is my picturing the right thing?
Well, it's, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh.
So you got your soda pop festival.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got your ice cream social.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure if these were literal.
And then is that followed up by like the diarrhea festival after you're full of ice cream and soda?
You've been peeking at my notes, I think.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll let you tell the story.
Yeah, get out of my head, man. Oh, God. So I'm guessing these names.
I'm really hoping you're here for the poops.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Stay for the poops. yeah, these funny names. I think they're meant to be sort of ironic
mm-hmm.
as well as also keeping with the kind of whimsical spirit of the times.
Right.
They're sort of recapturing innocence and youth, mm-hmm. whatnot. So it's like irony without any trace of cynicism.
Right.
It's okay. Like, aha, you know, remember when we were kids? But on the other side of the coin, it also could have been kind of a ploy to take some focus off the fact that these were events that were more or less massive drug-taking excursions set to music.
Oh, so like a music festival.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
In the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know if you'd mentioned the 70s.
We're in the 70s.
Okay, we're in the
70s. Beginning of the 70s.
Okay, I'm getting like a picture in my mind.
Scene,
now.
Yeah, middle America, Midwest.
Disco, disco, disco.
Not quite disco.
Okay.
We're just a few years away from Woodstock. We're hippy dippy here.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Not disco.
Classic
yet.
Rock.
Was disco like late 70s?
Yeah, mid to late. Yeah.
Cool.
More like New York City.
All right.
Yeah, we're right in the Midwest here.
Definitely grew up on disco.
Disco's good.
Yep.
So, yes, a mere month after the Freedom Festival and Ice Cream Social, Bob Alexander and Tom Duncan made plans for the Erie Canal Soda Pop Festival, a 3-day concert to take place at Chandler Raceway in Chandler, Indiana, over September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the 1972 Labor Day weekend. And the lineup for the shindig was looking fantastic.
Oh, bring it on.
I'm talking Black Sabbath.
Oh, my favorite Sabbath.
Get the red and the pink out of here. I'm talking the Allman Brothers, Joe Cocker, Rod Stewart.
Haven't heard any of these. Well, okay, no. I know Rod Stewart. Can't name a song, though.
No, not one.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. Canned Heat.
Oh, yeah.
The Doors.
Wait. Canned Heat. Did Jamiroquai name his song after the band?
I think it's also a saying.
Okay, fair enough.
Canned Heat, but yeah.
That's a very polite way of calling me an idiot. Thank you.
No, I don't know enough about Jamiroquai to really comment on.
Yeah,
right. I did that video where he walks, he's on the floor and the floor moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Virtual Insanity.
Virtual Insanity, yeah.
I love Jamiroquai.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, The Doors, with the notable exclusion of Jim Morrison, who was quite dead by then.
Wow. Was it The Doors anymore?
Yeah. There were three other doors that you could walk out on. Fleetwood Mac, The Eagles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of bands.
Okay.
And they're taking ads out in Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, shit.
They're announcing it on the radio.
Pedal to the metal.
Exactly. Tickets are selling like hotcakes. And it's looking like the Soda Pop Fest is going to make the Ice Cream Social look like a goddamn tea party for kids. You know what I mean?
It's going to make it look like a fucking ice cream social.
Like an actual one.
Like an actual ice cream
one.
Social.
With ice cream. Yeah, like ice cream. Yeah.
I want ice cream.
Do you have any?
Not on me.
Shit. I don't have any. Not on your person. But remember before when I mentioned the Ice Cream Social thingy?
I do.
How great it went, how everyone had a lovely time that day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you ask some of the Evansville city officials what they thought of the day's proceedings,
they would totally agree.
And totally redeem yourself. We can all agree Dumb and Dumber is as good, if not better than Citizen Kane as far as
100%
movies go. Okay.
Swimmy, swammy, swammy. Check the briefcase. Oh, Samsonite. Oh, I was way off. Yeah.
Slippy, slippy, swine, swans. He says it.
He says it.
That's the funny part. Okay.
Where were we?
Podcast. Yeah, they didn't agree.
Okay.
The Evansville city officials, they did not totally agree.
Gotcha.
They would probably hear a slightly different story. They weren't too happy about the massive surge of stinking hippies who convened at Boss Field, their beloved circa 1915 baseball field, and they basically tore it to shreds.
Fucking hippies.
I know. No respect. Nor were they too keen on the fact that during the event, a few of the concert attendees got into it with the cops for whatever reason.
Fucking hippies.
Exactly.
Not enough peace and love. We should beat the shit out of these cops.
That's a real flip in the script. Yeah, they were not ready for all this Woodstock free love. Flower power crap. No, thank you. To the point where the mayor of Evansville at the time, one Russell G. Lloyd.
Oh, just one of them?
One.
Okay.
Only one.
Yeah, right.
The one and only. Made the declaration, no more rock festivals in Evansville, IA.
Uh-huh.
Indiana. Okay. Now, Bob Alexander and Tom Duncan were already aware of this ban being in effect when booking the Soda Pop thing. Which is why, instead of Evansville, like I said, they opted for Chandler, Indiana, a very safe distance from the Evansville city limits. However, the Freedom Festival and Ice Cream Social... Oh, that's the last time. That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. Mouthful of ice cream, all right?
Do you have any ice cream?
I do not. I really want some.
Shoot.
Okay. Fuck.
The Freedom Festival and Ice Cream Social earned itself quite the reputation amongst not just the Evansville city officials, mm-hmm. but those of neighboring counties as well.
Oh, shit.
Several county officials sued in court in an effort to block any music festivals taking place at Chandler Raceway.
Oh, my God. What guys went on at this festival?
I don't know. What was so bad? Despite the fact that it was private property. It took about a week for this to pass, at which time a judge decreed that due to issues with traffic, security, and sanitation, no music festival would be taking place in Chandler, Indiana.
Lame.
I know.
Way to harsh our vibe, Judge.
Ugh.
Just because there was like marijuana smog for 8 weeks after the last one.
Everybody got a contact eye. undeterred, Bob and Tom saw losing your first venue choice as fairly commonplace when booking a festival.
All right.
And carried on as if everything was fine.
Cool. So they didn't take it as a sign. They're just like, whatever.
No.
And
that's a sign that you're doing something right.
If the law tells you to fuck off.
Yeah.
All right.
So you realize it's no, right? Yeah. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Like, you're not going to do it. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it. We're winking.
You're winking at me.
Yeah.
Carried on as if everything is fine, and promotion for the fest going full bore in magazines, radio stations all around the Midwest. The thing is, the more the show was being promoted, the more the word got out to the neighboring counties.
Yeah.
It works.
You don't say.
So it wasn't long before the Erie Canal Soda Pop Festival was legally banned from taking place in all of Southwest Indiana.
Come on.
Word of mouth.
Like by name?
Yeah.
Like they passed...
Specifically.
Maybe they didn't pass laws, but like there's a regulation somewhere that says that a festival by this name cannot take place.
Archives somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. So at this point, Bob and Tom, they're not so chill.
No.
They're starting to sweat.
You know, this could still pan out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After all, they'd already poured about $700,000 in the proceedings.
You boy.
And weren't too thrilled at the idea of taking a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the festival was due to start, like, really soon. Like, there was at most a month between the two festivals, like, door to door.
Oh, shit.
1 month between the two festivals.
Oh, good Lord.
They really didn't sit on their laurels.
Okay.
Just go.
Give it 2 months.
There's some summer left.
Okay, but there'll still be summer in another month.
I know. This will be nice in
2 months.
Beginning October.
Month and a half.
Indiana, I bet it's gorgeous.
Probably.
So, it's coming right down to the wire with no venue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this would change with the discovery of a little plot of land known as Bull Island.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like an island to not spell disaster.
Yeah, nothing like being sequestered.
How are we going to get on it? Doesn't matter.
The
people swim.
Yeah. Now, Bull Island is fairly unique in that it rests on the Indiana side of the Wabash River, yet officially it resides in the state of Illinois. See where this is going?
I think so.
As a result, none of the injunctions could be applied.
Hey, there we go.
That's called a technicality, baby.
That's called circumventing the law.
Allow me to circumvent it.
I got it.
Yeah.
One per episode.
Exactly. Rest of development. The kicker was that it was not directly accessible by any Illinois roads.
Oh, so I wasn't that far off.
Yeah, which meant it was very difficult for Illinois officials to keep an eye on things.
Okay. Also difficult to get there and leave from there.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it was literally, well, it was an island, but it wasn't.
It's like an island fortress with turrets, snipers.
Exactly.
Okay.
But not a land with surrounded by water. I think.
Oh, more like a leading there, like, more like a peninsula?
Sure.
Okay.
Something like that.
Is that peninsula? There's got to be no idea. Word for it. It's not isthmus.
We know what that is. Oh, yeah. I don't even remember that word. But
episode 15.
Really?
I think.
Roanoke. Bob and Tom secured the area as their new venue and told nobody.
Fuck.
They basically waited as long as they thought they could in an effort to ward off any additional legal brouhaha.
Okay, I see.
They got to keep it.
still, I remember I went to a show once. Actually, fuck that. I played a show once in Ottawa at this venue called Gabba Hay.
Yeah.
And I found out where it was like an hour before soundcheck. And that was by design. Like, it was like a Spectrasonic was putting it on. It was kind of like a secret, quote unquote, venue.
Was that what they would call Ask a Punk?
No, that was a different place. Gabba Hay was...
But Gabba Hay was at the city center, wasn't it?
Yeah, at the rehearsal studio.
But it was not being publicized at the time?
You'd have to, like... Because I guess there were some... It wasn't, like, licensed, but they sold alcohol and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But, you have to, like, ask where it was and how to get directions. So anyway, I had never been there, so, like, I found out an hour before where I was playing.
That's funny. Yeah. I remember that. I was going to walk over and watch you guys, but it was really cold.
So it was fucking freezing, but it was an amazing show.
Yeah, you played with Pup, didn't
you?
Yeah,
we opened for Pup on, like, one of their very early on.
Yeah, I should have gone to that show. I played there once, too. I was, like, super late. I was like, this is going to suck. Everyone's going to leave.
Yeah.
It was, like, one of the best shows we ever played.
Right.
Street Meat.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. Let's just keep reminiscing.
Yeah.
Fuck this podcast.
All these people that statistics tell us are predominantly from the U.S. have never been in Ottawa. Great. They're going to love hearing about Gabba Hay.
Yeah. They're screaming at their devices right now. Shut up.
The underground music venue that doesn't even exist anymore. Thank you for your patience.
God love you guys. Join our Patreon. Yeah, so they told nobody. Be that as it may, less than a week before the start of the festival, concert goers began pouring into Indiana en masse.
Not knowing where to go.
And just, some went to Chandler Raceway, thinking that was still the venue of choice.
Yep.
While many more just figured, Indiana, start there, take it from, you know,
how big
take
is
it
Indiana?
As we go. I don't know.
I mean, it's a state.
It's a state.
So they just went to like the center of it and started fanning out.
It's not Rhode Island, I don't think.
Follow the music?
Yeah. Smell the air for Mary Jane.
Yeah.
And they just basically camped out. Yeah. Horrifying anyone and just about everyone, I would say.
Going to say Indiana was thrilled.
As far as the locals were concerned, this festival was canceled. So why still were their cities chock-a-block with friggin' hippies? They must.
It's the 70s, man.
Me.
Would have been
par for the course.
Would have been beatniks.
Sure.
Like 10 years ago.
That's right. They'd be doing this.
Beat off now.
They're beating off in the 70s.
Yeah. Because it's over. Beat was on. Now it's off.
The beat goes on, though.
Beat off. Jerking it.
Jerking it.
I'm done. I got no more.
Are you through?
I've exhausted this phase of the podcast.
Quite through.
Yes.
But Friday, September 1st, the day before the show was set to start, Bob and Tom decided it's time to announce the venue.
Good idea.
Yeah. So they announced it that morning. And by the afternoon, tens of thousands of people were making their way to Bull Island.
God.
Sounds good.
Filling the streets of Illinois to everyone's increased joy.
Exactly. They initially made the trip in their cars, but when that proved to be too much of a hassle, many opted for plan B, parking their cars on the shoulder of a 4-mile stretch of interstate and walking the rest of the way.
God. The fucking hippies.
Yeah. No rules. Anything goes.
We live in a society.
You know, we're living in a society. News reports from the day describe the throng as resembling that of a defeated army.
Okay.
That's not a good start.
But they're going to a festival.
I know. They're not leaving.
Where Rod Stewart's going to be playing.
Exactly.
Hey, I got it right.
Good memory.
Also, that's another one to join my pantheon of white male musicians that I can't distinguish.
Wow. In this case, I would say fair enough.
Okay. Does he play the acoustic guitar?
I think he probably can.
Fair enough.
I can't picture him doing it.
Okay.
But
what's a song of his?
There's Maggie May. Maggie. Or, you know, do you think I'm sexy? You know.
Oh, I know that one.
If you want my body.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had many phases.
Fair enough. I knew like a dance remix of that song.
Yeah. Okay. You've heard a bunch of his songs.
Yeah, fair enough.
Some guys have all the luck. No.
I think it's just the
just the sexy one. There. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. So, once they arrived at Bull Island, the attendees made the best of a potentially messed up situation.
Mm-hmm.
Set up camp and overlooking certain things that should have been of great concern, i.e. a general lack of food, water, and bathrooms.
Well, I mean, how much do you need to eat and poop, really?
Exactly. And do it every day. It's never been a problem. On the upside, the drug dealers had set up shop real quick and were peddling every narcotic known to man.
Perfect. So. Drugs on an empty stomach are the best idea. Yeah,
exactly.
Good.
It's win-win.
Good.
By all accounts, this day of pre-gaming pretty much went off without a hitch, with the people enjoying themselves by camping out, getting loaded, skinny dipping in the nearby Wabash River with little to no incident. So far, so good.
Well, it's a bubbly river. They can just drink it.
Yeah, exactly. Water everywhere.
So river.
Like in that poem.
Yep.
Water everywhere, so let's all have a drink.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's from The Simpsons. I didn't make that up. Okay. The following morning, the concert got started off in earnest with blues man Albert King kicking things off.
Yeah. A king. A king.
Among us.
Mm-hmm.
If there ever was one. The music continued throughout the day, but slowly, people started to realize that something or some things were amiss, namely the aforementioned food, water, and toilets.
Right. So, like, no toilets or just not enough?
Well.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Well, first, let's talk about the water.
Sure.
The lineup for the few water pumps that were functioning stretched as far as the eye could see.
Uh-huh.
That's not good.
Yeah.
You were asking about toilets?
I was asking about toilets.
Okay, well, Bob and Tom,
name hogs,
had commissioned for 400 outhouses to be built at Chandler Raceway.
Oh.
Which is where they stood.
Good God. So how long of a walk would that be?
Far. Not sure.
Okay, so not a viable.
Not.
Okay.
No. yeah, not doing much good to anyone at Chandler Raceway.
Hmm.
What they were able to manage at Bull Island was 6 outhouses.
Oh, my God. How many people?
How many people? I have it written right down here. Okay. How many people were in attendance, you ask?
Uh-huh.
You did.
I did ask.
I'm glad you did.
Okay.
Just roughly 275,000.
Okay. Oh, my God. So let's just do some quick math, shall we? Just while we're at it. Have you done the math?
I have.
You have?
I'll indulge you if you want to do it yourself.
No.
Oh, it's roughly one toilet per 46,000 souls.
Okay. Okay. Let's be realistic here. Not all of those 46,000 people are going to need to poop.
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time, at least.
Not at the exact same time.
Yeah. So like 46,000 people, how long does an average person poop?
Well, I don't know. Depends.
We didn't have cell phones yet.
Yeah, there was no candies to crush.
Yeah, so like 1972, you got some efficient.
You
poops.
Probably got some pretty. Yeah.
No 40-minute legs of sleep.
Passing poops. Reader's Digest. but no.
Still, I feel like if we did the math behind that, you wouldn't have enough time for everybody to poop.
Probably not. And there would probably be a lot of sort of having to. Like sort of sympathy poops, like, oh man, I really gotta take a dump. Damn, now I do too. I didn't before, but now that you mention it.
God, that happens all the time.
I know. But again, these people are they're not gonna even get beat down. They're gonna come up with a plan B.
Oh yeah.
They did before.
Yeah.
And this came in the form of a swampy area of Bull Island that came to be known as Turds Field.
Oh Jesus Christ. this is called Bull Island too, huh?
Gross, yeah.
That's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit right there. Bullshit Island.
It's poo on Bull Island.
Poo on Bull Island. That bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's funny.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Mm.
I had that one locked and loaded from the moment you said Bull Island.
Oh,
and I was waiting for the opportunity.
I'm like, Bull Island. I gotta talk about it. They're shitting everywhere at some point. Yeah, I'm ready. All
right. I think it worked out.
I think you were right.
I think I was right to wait.
Yeah.
I waited for my moment, pulled the trigger,
Bullseye.
Feel good about
Bullseye.
It.
Bullseye.
Hey, Bull Island. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, it works on so many levels.
I'm so glad we're doing this.
We're so funny.
I'm a lawyer.
And I'm someone's dad.
Well, I guess.
She's almost an adult, too.
I'm realizing now that my son might listen to this at some point. In which case, stop listening to this and do your homework.
Exactly. No, he cannot be bothered. Trust me.
That's fair.
Also, amiss, along with some of these basic necessities of life.
Oh, also, there's more.
Good. There's more.
Uh-huh.
Were Black Sabbath and Joe Cocker.
Oh, boy.
Both had apparently made it into Evansville that day, mm-hmm. but upon finding out that the crowd had swelled far beyond the projected 50,000 attendees stipulated in their respective contracts, just a little bit.
Five times that.
Exactly. They demanded more money.
Uh-huh.
Bob Alexander and Tom Duncan had no way to deliver.
Mm. They could give them one of their names.
Pretty thin. I have all these names.
Sorry.
Not for sale. And so in an act of very keen prescience.
Mm, yep.
Both acts.
Prescience.
Prescience. Oh, right. Yep. Both acts bailed.
Oh, okay.
Despite the lack of the big headliners, the music continued on through the night, and fans, while frequently chanting for Black Sabbath and Joe Cocker, mm-hmm. remained positive.
You just know that the moment the bat in the cage heard that Black Sabbath is bailing, it's like, oh, thank God. I'm assuming that like Ozzy would carry around a bat in a cage to bite its head off.
And I then to see another day. Yeah, exactly.
That was a reference to that time that he allegedly bit the head off.
Bit the head off a bat.
Yeah.
Did that happen? Apparently, well, not that his word is to be trusted, but he alleges that someone threw a bat on stage at him.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, look, a rubber bat. And went,
okay.
And then later that night was getting 20 rabies shot in his stomach.
Right. So what we're saying is that he's the reason we have COVID.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was in the 80s, I think. But these things can gestate. And that's science. Pretty sure.
I'm a scientist, too. So,
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can corroborate that.
Yep.
Black Sabbath. I'm just smart. I do my own research.
Black Sabbath caused COVID.
COVID.
Exactly. It's a fact. You heard it here first.
That's right.
Go on.
Breaking news. Mm-hmm. Black Plague Sabbath. All right.
That was a bacterial infection.
That's right. Then we did an episode on it, and it has a number.
Episode 13, 14.
There you go.
Yep. Check it out.
So everyone's remaining positive. That is until at some point late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, the rain started falling.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
I'm immediately thinking about turd field.
Flush. About a quarter inch all told. Mm-hmm. Not exactly a torrential downpour, but enough to turn the sand and dirt covered Bull Island into an unpleasant puddle of mud, possibly worse than the band of the same name.
Nailed it.
Go!
What was their song?
It's like,
I Hate Everything About You.
Yeah,
is that
them?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that it? Something like
is
that.
Is that Puddle
of Mud?
I
don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. No, that's a Canadian band.
Is it?
No, Puddle Mud was, she fucking hates
me. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then they did that Nirvana cover last year.
Oh, my God. That was incredible.
It wasn't very good.
That, there's not enough content there for a disaster, but
no. It
was a disaster.
Just, yeah.
I watched that video and it's like, I don't even know what he was trying to do. He's just like, do you hate this song?
Exactly. Is this a statement? This is art, right? It's like irony.
Mm. You've heard this song before, though, right?
That is subversive. And then, like a week later, Post Malone did a set of Nirvana songs. It just nailed everything.
Fucking incredible.
Including that song.
I did not expect
that. I know. I was like, oh.
This guy?
I mean, I don't not like that guy.
No. I never
look at him, but.
I never like put on Post Malone.
Of
but
course not.
Sound, clearly a brilliant musician.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I probably went in the same way, being like, this guy's going to play Nirvana
covers? Yeah, right.
Like, they're going to be like moody, low key versions,
acoustic,
right?
Or whatever.
Like, no, he's gonna fucking kill them, and Travis Barker from Blink 182 is gonna beat the shit out of the drums, and that other dude is gonna play the bass. I don't know who that was.
His buddies, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
yeah, it was really good.
Should watch that again.
Yeah, I was watching it the other day.
Yeah,
it's good. Okay, so they all got wet. So
okay,
by then everybody was wet.
Mm-hmm.
They were muddy.
Mm.
They're also quite hungry.
Mm.
This is day two of the festival. And like I said, all amenities were in very short supply.
So was there any food?
Well, the food situation.
Okay.
So Reese Catering, the lone food vendor on site, was quickly becoming overwhelmed trying to serve the tens of thousands of attendees.
That'll do it.
In a move showing nothing but a shrewd business acumen.
Oh boy.
They raised their prices.
Of course they did. fucking course they did.
Count on it. Gradually at first, but eventually having their prices skyrocket, charging $10 for one hamburger, which would be roughly $63 American when adjusted
to
2022 prices.
Wow. That's not even, that's fuck you pricing.
Exactly. That's go fuck yourself. Unsurprisingly, the crowd were not too thrilled with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
They responded in turn by looting the Reese Catering mobile kitchens, making off with hot dogs, buns, and whatever else they could get their hands on, whilst the Reese employees took shelter in another one of their trailers.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't really blame them.
The people have spoken.
Yeah.
With the spirit of revolution and free shit being felt very palpably in the air, the crowd widened their looting activities.
Oh, good.
To include a tractor trailer full of beer and a semi truck full of soda.
Hey.
There was soda.
Hey, look at that. It's got some calories.
Exactly.
It also has getting drunk, but
the soda.
Not the beer.
No, the beer. The
soda. Yeah. Soda.
Just because of the name.
Yeah. You know,
soda pop festival. Mm-hmm. And there were cigarettes too. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Never mind. Problem solved.
Beer and smokes. So. The goods were procured and distributed throughout the crowd, a very rob from the reasonably well-off give to the poor type situation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this was not enough to satisfy the appetites of a certain number of attendees who...
Most of them?
Well, some.
Okay.
Who, upon discovering a cow grazing in a nearby field...
Oh, no.
...killed the animal and attempted to slaughter it for its meat.
So I'm going to assume that none of these people were like farmers, butchers.
Well, you should ask.
Okay.
No, they weren't.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Turns out none of these dimwits were butchers or farmers.
Anybody have a knife?
At the very least, please have a knife.
I'm assuming, I'm picturing them like strangling the cow. And then
I'm just trying not to picture it. But.
Well, that's fair. I'm mostly trying not to picture it.
Yeah, but yes, exactly.
Yeah.
A horribly gruesome botch job for all to see and dry heave at the sight of. Peace and love.
And all right. Cows. Well, no, sorry, but no. Peace, love, but fuck cows.
Oh, fuck cows are hungry.
What are they doing for peace?
Exactly.
Come on.
Just pooping and shitting and farting.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
Yeah.
Slaughter. How do we do this? I don't know. There's meat in there somewhere. Do you have a fire? He's going to eat it raw? What the hell? That's really fucked up.
I know, right?
Let's shine a light on that. That's so insane.
Yeah. Listener, write us with your comments about how you would kill a cow with no tools.
Yeah. If you were not even starving, just
no,
like
hungry.
God, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, not I'm going to die soon.
And
but
you've been hungry for. Maybe
hours.
The better part of a day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's go kill that giant beast and eat its meat raw.
Right.
Yeah, good.
So, like, are you smothering it with, like, a bunch of pillows?
Yeah.
Like, what? I still...
Someone holds its mouth, the other sticks two thumbs in the nostrils.
Oh, my God.
These people are weird.
Yeah, they're weird.
Not us.
Not
we're normal. We just came up with all that shit.
Oh, my God.
God, you sickos.
Wow, yeah. They were really fucked up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe they pushed it off a cliff.
Maybe. Maybe they drowned it. God, oh my God, sick pigs.
They were really fucked up.
Really fucked up. Yeah. We've come a long way since then.
We have.
Yeah. A lot more refined. Okay.
Maybe two people ran at it from either side.
Like a wall of death.
Exactly.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Look at those sick hippies.
I know.
They were the worst.
I have nothing in common with them.
No.
Not whatsoever.
No, nothing.
Just, ugh. Big gulf between me and them. Huge.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they stuck their hand up its butt, pulled its guts out.
Oh, those maniacs. Those
God,
absolute
weird.
Psychopaths.
Who would even think to do that?
That's just fucked up. God, hippies were the worst.
I know. They make like they're all about
peace and love, but really geez,
they're
like shoving
a bunch of Jeffrey Dahmers running around.
Yeah, a bunch of cow murderers. Oh my God.
Music.
Yeah. Oh, that was still going on.
Was still on offer.
Okay, good.
However, in the midst of this fucked up cow killing.
Yeah.
Yes, music. That's somewhat spirit dampened, but still resilient crowd. Enjoyed sets from Ravi Shankar, Canned Heat,
hey,
and Black Oak, Arkansas, throughout the day.
Arkansas. Okay. Not like Arkansas.
Arkansas. Tasty.
Second favorite kind of sauce.
Oops. however, the big headliner for this day's proceedings was Rod Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Faces.
Sorry, that's his name. That's the band name, Rod Stewart and the Faces.
Yeah, it was the Small Faces and then the Faces. And doesn't matter. Yeah,
fair enough.
Much like Sabbath and Joe Cocker the day before, the crowd was super amped up to see, and also much like the same aforementioned bands, Rod and the boys showed up to Evansville, heard all about the shit show that was happening nearby, and got the fuck out of there.
Fair enough.
A resulting domino effect saw Fleetwood Mac, the Allman Brothers, and the Doors all follow suit.
Never actually listened to Fleetwood Mac.
So overrated.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
You know what? I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Why is that? Because I'm a jerk?
Yeah. Just seems like the kind of band you would call overrated.
Look, they got some nice songs.
What is one of them? What's one that I might have heard?
You can go your own way.
Oh, okay. That's Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
That's the song that makes me change the radio station after like 5 minutes.
I know. And it's always been that. Yet at some point in the last 5-10 years, oh no, they're like musical Jesus.
Mm.
They're the best ever, ever, ever.
Uh-huh.
Shut up. They're fine. Just stop.
Yeah.
Let's stop pretending to love them. Yeah. So this meant longer and longer wait times between musical acts, which could have been the recipe for boredom had there not been, as I mentioned earlier, every controlled substance in the known world on offer right out in the open.
Oh, my God. The cow OD'd. That's how they did it.
Oh, they stuffed heroin into it, all of it.
All of it.
And then it just waited.
There you go. I think we solved it.
That's...
No, sick fucks.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Hippies are the worst. Okay. Unfortunately, the so-called Summer of Love of 1967 was pretty far in the rearview mirror by 1972. And with it, gone were the idyllic and innocent days of weed and LSD. Things had taken a bit of a sinister turn by 72, with cocaine and heroin being just as favorable as anything else on offer.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
No.
They're not in the same ballpark at all.
No, they're not.
Overdoses and poisonings were rampant in the crowd.
Oh, God.
And the small team of 3 doctors and 15 nurses were overwhelmed.
Any chance you got the numbers on the ratio of doctors to people there?
I didn't bother.
3 doctors.
It's, yeah.
250. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot.
You're not going to.
We did it with the latrines.
Yeah.
It's relative, I would say.
Even if,
a lot.
Even if only like half of those people are taking drugs.
Still. It's a war you can't win.
Nope.
And they were dealing with such things as LSD cut with strychnine and bleach sold as cocaine.
Jesus Christ.
Why?
Oh my make God. A buck.
Hippies were fucked.
Yeah.
Not just because of the cow thing.
No. Yeah. That's the least of the.
Yeah.
Still terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the drug thing wasn't exactly making up for lack of music.
Nope.
Nope. Ultimately, the crowd, very much foreshadowing our beloved Woodstock 99 festival, decided that it was time to make use of the now abandoned catering trucks and set them on fire. Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Set the trucks on fire, feeding it with any wood they could find. Wasn't long before there was a raging inferno in the center of Bull Island with the void left by Rod Stewart's absence being substituted by the sounds of gas tanks and tires exploding.
Which one's better?
I don't know. That's obviously subjective, but I mean, that sounds pretty cool.
Bright gas side, tanks. you got the ingredients for a steak now.
Now you're talking.
Now all you need is
get that.
A knife.
Yeah. Some kind of cleaver or something. Anything. Yeah. Grab some of that meat. The fire raged on into early Monday morning.
Oh my God.
Horrible monsters. By the time the musical proceedings got started on the holiday Monday, less than half the crowd remained. Which is still, in and of itself shocking.
Still 100,000 people.
Exactly. Guys, read the room. Those who stayed enjoyed sets from the Doobie Brothers and the still virtually unknown at the time Eagles.
So you say enjoyed sets. I mean, they heard the sets.
They heard, yeah.
Probably.
I'm assuming a lot there.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm using enjoyed.
Where do they sleep? Like just where they stand, just lie down.
I guess. Where you fall.
They bring tents with them?
Yeah, there were tents.
Okay.
Quite a bit of tenting. A lot of camping.
Okay.
This is just the order of the day.
Yeah, fair enough.
What you did. Sleep in filth. The majority of the attendees who had accepted the fact that the festival was a disaster and they decided to bail for their eventual good sense. Many were rewarded with discovering that their cars had been broken into, tires stolen, or were simply missing altogether as local authorities towed as many of the cars parked along the expressway as they could.
Not to mention all the cows that got their revenge.
Cow news spreads fast. It
sure does. Hooves are perfect glass breaking instruments too. So.
Yeah. What's this gigantic pile of shit in the back of my car?
Turns out cows are the real heroes.
I think so. Yep. There was, however, a small but dedicated group of diehards who were convinced that Rod Stewart was coming to save everyone from this makeshift hell on earth with his excellent music.
Sorry, did you forget the word coked out? No, he's coming.
Yeah. Exactly.
So exhausted.
Yeah. He's coming, man. He's going to play Maggie May. It's going to make everything better. These faithful individuals coked out. Stuck it out all the way until Tuesday morning. At which point they stormed the stage, tore to bits, and set the entire thing on fire, along with a few mobile homes that served as dressing rooms for the bands and a few other trucks that happened to be parked in the area just for good fucking measure.
Oh my God. People are fucking...
Man, I don't think Rod's coming, man!
Yelling over flames.
Yeah. How will we burn this shit down?
Got like war paint. Exactly. It's completely devolved.
Oh, they better have.
Guitar sharpened into a spear at that point.
Exactly. Like drumsticks, like a belt of drumsticks.
Oh, God.
Total Lord of the Flies.
Oh, God.
The aftermath. The Erie Canal Soda Pop Festival boasted an amount of garbage on Bull Island so thick that the landowner didn't even attempt to clean it up. It was simply bulldozed and buried under layers of soil where it continues to decompose to this day, probably.
Also, those laws that said they can't have a music festival anywhere in Illinois now say or Bull Island. Yeah.
Do we need to say Bull Island? You know, or Bull Island.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, two deaths over the course of three days.
Amazing, only two.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Which is it's quite a small number.
Are we counting the cow?
Oh, three deaths.
Three deaths.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. One person overdosed and another young man drowned in the Wabash River, apparently in an attempt to skip the entrance fee and sneak in.
Not worth it.
Via the river.
Not worth it. Not worth it.
Not worth it. Especially since Rod Stewart wasn't even there to
That's the whole reason you're going.
Oh, boy.
He's finally going to answer the question whether he thinks you're sexy. Whether
sexy.
I think you're...
I do! Bob Alexander and Tom Duncan were in trouble.
You don't say.
Mm.
Okay, so some people were pointing some fingers.
Yeah.
Well, why should they point the fingers at the organizers?
I don't know.
The people responsible for this debacle.
I don't know. They did everything right.
I don't see how they did anything wrong.
I don't see how it's their fault.
If anything, they didn't supply the proper butchering tools.
Exactly. If anything, they're at fault for that.
Yeah, I see
Not providing.
Was there just one cow on the island? Was it a farming island?
How is there a
cow there?
How is this? This poor cow wandered over.
Cow just wanted to see Rod Stewart.
Exactly.
Didn't even
He's
get
just
that.
Just like them. Oh. They were each subjected to multiple lawsuits from the Bull Island landowner, the vendors, the IRS, the state of Illinois, and the state of Indiana.
Ugh.
For good measure.
Good.
They were both found to be in contempt of court. They were fined several thousand dollars and were even jailed for a period when they couldn't pay up.
Mm.
They explained that they only sold 30,000 events tickets and expected a maximum of 50,000 people to show up.
Mm-hmm.
They contended that they were completely unprepared for the approximately 275,000 attendees,
mm-hmm.
many of whom snuck in for free.
Okay.
And probably not via the river.
Sure.
Like one poor bloke.
Yeah, boy. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Not worth it. If you're ever looking at a river being like, maybe I could switch.
Don't. Pay the $5.
Pay the $5. Yeah. Or turn around and go home.
Turn around and go home. Put some records on.
Yeah.
Safer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get a burger instead of trying to butcher a fucking cow. Choices. We all make them.
Yep.
When it was made clear that Bob and Tom were completely broke, they were released from prison.
Hmm.
Tom Duncan left the industry a few years later, but Bob Alexander continued promoting concerts into the 90s and quite successfully.
Really?
Learned from his mistakes.
Well,
we can
at least
assume.
There's that.
The end.
Wow. What the fuck?
Something else, huh?
It keeps happening. Like, do people just not know what it takes to put on a, like, we hear about Fire Festival.
Yeah.
Just, that's
yeah.
not, that was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Just read a book or not even, just, you just know.
Common sense.
Common sense.
Food, water.
Yeah.
Toilets.
Yeah.
Start there.
Think about how much you think you
then
need.
Then book some bands.
Right? Like do the math.
Yeah.
Come up with a number. I think I'll need this many toilets. Double that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the number of toilets.
Yeah, exactly. To be safe.
Half of those are going to stop working. Like,
spread them out.
Don't put them all in the same place. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I feel like I could probably put something together.
I feel like we could do a pretty good festival, and this is all just off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we could do this. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's find an
disaster.
Island. We got like a month. Okay.
Who's
this is
an
a disaster
island?
Music festival 1 month from now.
Okay. I'm going to start booking bands.
Okay. I'll find a cow.
Find the cow.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's a fucking disaster.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it was fun to talk about.
That was, well, yeah. I'm so glad we're back.
I'm glad we're back.
Because I love these stories.
And I'm glad I found this story because I was like, this is a gift that keeps on giving. This is why we put this podcast together.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have any music to go with that?
No. No, I do.
Okay.
With these episodes, I try to find a band I like in the roster.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sabbath's my favorite, but they didn't play.
Oh, yeah. I guess you can't really count
so,
that.
Yeah, you can count it. So, in... in amongst the bands that did play, I see that Fog Hat made an appearance.
Oh, nice.
Now, I don't care about any other song that Fog Hat ever did other than Slow Ride.
Oh, yeah.
All Love. Unfortunately, it was 3 years shy of when they released that song. They definitely didn't play it at the Bull Island. But what the hell? Slow Ride.
All right. Fair just enough. Playing a bit of that now.
Playing a bit of that now. And I actually have a second musical recommendation.
Okay.
Totally unrelated to the podcast.
Fair enough.
But it has to be mentioned that depending on when this comes out, I found out, well, the world found out yesterday that Gabe Serbian, drummer for the Locust, passed away.
Oh.
44 years old.
Jesus.
Damn shame.
Yeah.
Haven't got a cause of death yet, but he was an amazing drummer. Like lightning. Have you heard the Locust?
I don't think I have. No.
You should check them out. You might like them.
Okay.
They're insane.
Okay.
And he's like super fast and techie, but in a very exciting way.
Right.
Like not like Meshuggah guy or whatever. It's like, I'm so good, my wrists will do everything and my body will take a nap.
Right.
It's like
a drummer from Def Heaven.
Kind of. Yeah.
He doesn't move from like the shoulders up.
I mean, it's impressive, but yeah, I get nothing out of it.
Yep.
It's like, whatever. I mean, this dude, this Gabe Serbian, he would do a lot of those like one-handed cymbal catches.
Oh yeah.
But within a beat. It's crazy.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
So sorry to see him go. That's a damn shame.
44.
44. Come on, man. Another drummer. So I don't even know the name of the song. It's unpronounceable, but it's the first song on the last full length they did, which was called New Erections. And it's just a bunch of capital letters. AOTKPTA.
Okay.
It might stand for something.
Okay.
Anyway, it's super good. And then slight relevance to this podcast. Like, we talked about all the garbage.
Yeah.
And there's one repeated line that just says, we'll bury this in the trash. So there you go. I connected the dots.
Nice.
And there that is today's disaster.
I'm going to... I'll probably do a musical selection too.
All right. That's you.
For a brief second, I thought the Chemical Brothers played. And I'm like, how fucking old are these guys?
Whoa.
It was the Chambers Brothers.
The Bull Island?
The Chambers Brothers.
Chambers Brothers.
The Chemical Brothers.
With their DJ deck, their fucking decks.
Oh, I think I know what I'm going to do. So for me, it's going to be a tentative connection because I don't really, as I've made abundantly clear throughout this episode, I don't really know any of these bands as such.
Yeah.
I feel like I would enjoy a band like The Doors, but I haven't had a chance to like sit and go through the catalog yet.
Right.
But I am familiar with The Doors.
Mm. Via
the game Need for Speed Underground 2.
Okay.
Which was, in retrospect, one of my favorite, certainly a landmark game, probably one of my favorite games of all time. I spent a lot of time playing it.
Okay.
So did Nuclear Norm and I. The drift mode was, like, incredible. Mm. You'd basically drift and, like, rack up these points. And anyway, it was awesome. But it was also, like, almost like a sandbox game. You just drive around and, like, you'd come up on events and then you do, like, street races and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So good. Anyway, the menu music was a mashup. It was, like, a Snoop Dogg song. Well, it's Snoop Dogg featuring The Doors and it's Riders on the Storm.
Right.
And that's pretty much the extent of what I've heard of The Doors. I'm sure I've heard other, like, The Doors in passing.
Yeah.
But, So, because The Doors played this festival, because I like Need for Speed Underground 2 and Snoop Dogg and The Doors.
There we go.
Riders on the Storm.
It works.
Hearing some right now, and every time I hear that, it takes me right back to the main menu of Need for Speed Underground 2.
There you go.
I'm sure there's some people listening that feel the exact same.
I'm sure there are.
A lot of good stuff. Like, music that I listen to now that I didn't know that I would like was on that soundtrack. Like, Queens of the Stone Age was on that soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Video games is
a
great source for music.
We've talked about the Tony Hawk games.
Sure.
Like, Tony Hawk 1 and 2 are where, like, they shaped my listening.
Nice. And GTA.
Yeah, GTA.
Those radio stations.
Yep.
I discovered tons of stuff through that.
So good.
Good.
So that was a disaster. Thanks for tuning in. That was amazing. I can't wait to do this more and more and more. I'm so glad we're back.
Oh, me too.
If you want to keep up with what we're doing, social media at This Disaster Pod, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you want to become a patron on our patreon.com/thisdisasterpod, you can go there. There'll be some micro disasters on there. You'll get access to all the previous ones. There's some other bonus content and some other cool stuff there. You can check out our website, www.thisdisasterpod.com. And most of all, you can tell someone to listen.
You should.
Maybe take a break from putting that cow in a giant sleeper and tell your friends, hey, just like take a break and be like, hey, you guys, you should check out this podcast called This Is a Disaster.
Yeah. And when they're done calling the cops on you,
yeah,
maybe they will. Because you're weird.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
You should stop killing. Don't put that cow in a sleeper.
Don't do that.
How'd
you even come up? You weird person.
So sick.
Sickening.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, and we'll be back again with another major disaster.
Bye.
Bye.